welcome back. This is EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and we're continuing our conversation with David Roberts, staff writer and editor at Grist Magazine, grist.org. He's been following the testimony taking place on climate change and finding that it's really more about policy and politics than science, really. And we're going to get back to the conversation now with him to find out a little bit more about what he perceived and his analysis of what he heard. So you heard more on politics than science. Is that surprising? In this climate?
It's not surprising in the climate debate. Here's how I'd summarize it. The debate over the climate science, whether climate change is happening, whether human beings are involved, whether it's going to be a problem, is, for all intents and purposes, settled. And the mainstream of society accepts it. All the polls say people accept it. The business community has accepted it and come on board. Religious communities are on board. The ruling party in Congress is on board.
Even the auto industry is starting to make some murmurings about wanting regulations so they
exactly.
can plan.
They're still fighting off CAFE regulations, but they have endorsed a society-wide climate policy, a cap-and-trade program or something like it. So I think that debate is won. So to the extent that Greens and Democrats in Congress continue fighting that fight, they're wasting time and they're serving the other side's needs.
Interesting.
Because what conservatives want, the Bush climate policy, Bush climate values are not particularly popular. And if they were forced to defend them outright, I think it would be exposed as unpopular. Their position is, we think that addressing this problem is going to be enormously expensive and it's going to cripple the economy. I think that's flat wrong, and I think it's pretty easily to be shown wrong. They also think we need to eliminate all uncertainty before we take any action. And, of course, I think that's grossly wrong, too, and it's certainly not a risk analysis they apply to other areas where they take dramatic action, you know, the Iraq war being a glaring case in point. So I think it's to Greens' benefit to address policy and values directly and quit trying to fight over the science, because the conservatives love it if they could have 100 more hearings like this where they lawyer individual scientific results down to a fare-thee-well, and we end up debating 60% certainty versus 75%, and is that uncertainty more important than this confidence? And you know, the public tunes those arguments out.
And the committee, if it was looking for a smoking gun, got more just smoke and mirrors, it seemed like.
Yes, there is no smoking gun. It's perfectly possible to confuse the issue without saying anything that's directly scientifically false. So to me, the conservative movement has already moved beyond science, and they're out there right now establishing a framework and establishing talking points around climate policy, like that it's going to be expensive to address, like that we don't have the technology now to do it, that it's going to require people turning off their lights and turning down their thermometers and shivering in the dark and cold.
Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Politics as usual, it sounds like, really.
They're playing this up already, and right now progressives aren't out there giving the contrary message because they're still arguing over science. Right now progressives need to be out saying, look, this is a pathway to a more prosperous, healthier, wealthier, happier society that we're proposing here. We're not proposing that you live in the dark. We're not proposing that we cripple the economy. We don't oppose progress. We don't oppose capitalism. We don't oppose business.
And what do you have against a healthy planet? Right. And what do you guys think you're going to, where do you think you're going to live, you know, on this planet when it's not habitable?
Exactly. They're protecting the interests of a fairly narrow set of economic actors, and that needs to be exposed. We need to start having that argument directly rather than trying to have it through these proxy scientific debates.
And, you know, reading the transcript of your blog, it reminded me of the way the Hannity and Combs show goes. They get very technical, like you said, lawyerly, and then they just, you know, spend so much time hammering away at what is a side issue.
Exactly. I mean, if you have people on from these right-wing think tanks, or even if just online on message boards or comment sections or whatever, you run across one of these climate skeptics, they all have this bag of highly hyper-technical points. And if you fail to address them, they'll say, you have no arguments. Clearly, you don't believe your own position. nobody wins from those sort of hyper-technical debates except the last few remaining skeptics, right? We need to just say once and for all, despite the remaining uncertainties, of which there are plenty, the basic shape of the problem is clear. What are we going to do about it? Right.
Of course, this is a very green week in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, because this was just the beginning of the week. Then we had Climate Crisis Action Day. And, of course, as we mentioned in the last segment, Al Gore will be testifying. And that should be something interesting to watch because he's the guy. I mean, he's synonymous with global warming now, and they can't dismiss him, certainly. Hopefully most people in the room will have seen the movie. And yet they're not going to give him too much credit, I suspect, or might they? Might we see?
Well, there's a reason he's facing so many personal attacks now. There's a reason that the news was dominated for a week by
his own
electricity bill. Mm-hmm. They know that his message is winning. They know that momentum is building behind this stuff, building and building, and they desperately need to take him down as a messenger and to re-scientize these debates. They would love that if they could go back to talking about troposphere versus stratosphere and urban heat island effects and all that kind of stuff that people don't want to hear about. It's time to talk about how much risk we're willing to tolerate, you know, what future we see for our kids, who's going to benefit from the economic changes that are coming. These are arguments that are pressing and in many ways more important than the scientific argument.
And as he always says, political will is a renewable resource. We'll see if that holds up. Hopefully he'll also have some new lines. David Roberts, thanks for your great lines on grist.org. You can read all about it. And it's going to be a great week in Washington for those who are concerned about climate change and calling for some political change. We'll be back right after the news break.